player. Like, you sense that?
He got some confidence, but you know, it's still some things he need to work on. But you know, he's still young. You know, there's some things all of us need to, you know, keep working on. And like I said, we do that each and every day in practice. You know, we'll get better.
Those young guys all coming along like they need to.
Oh yeah, it's getting there. You know, each day getting better. So you know, that's a good thing. And like I said, like I always tell those guys, you know, this a big important part. You know, the time of the year for y'all. So. You know, just catch somebody's eye. And, you know, that's why I keep continuing to tell these guys. And, you know, and that's what they're doing.
I know it's the preseason and teams aren't showing all that much, but how much stock do you put into what you've seen from this defense the first two games?
It's a lot of speed. You know, everybody getting to the ball. You know, that's what we preach every day, getting to the ball and you know, just enjoying ourselves out there. And that's what everybody's doing.
You expect to get some work against Jordy Monday, Tuesday practice?
I don't know. You know, whenever Jordy, as you can see, he's looking good. But, you know, whenever he get out there, we'll get that work like we always do.
What are you anticipating for him? Does he need much work, do you think?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, everybody needs a lot of work. And, you know, a guy like that that's been off, you know, of course, you know, he'll love that extra work. So, I know he's ready.
Sam, I know Morgan's been important to this defense, but when Micah steps in, what's your level of confidence with him?
It's still very high. Micah, a guy that's been around here, so he knows the defense. He know what to expect. You know, he's made plays before, so you know it's still the same confidence him back there.
For a veteran like you, what are you looking at these last couple of games? What are you still working on?
Just the little technique things. You know, getting in that movement. You know, knowing where you're supposed to be at. You know, knowing the little things. You know, right now that's a big. For you know, veteran guys around here, just you know, knowing the little things, keep working on that, because it's just like another practice for us. So you know, we just take it like that.
Hey, Sam, what kind of communicator is Demarius? Like, does he talk? Is he quiet?
He talked too much. And I'll just, play. But you know, he's a good communicator. You know, like I said, he's very talkative. You know, not doing football, all football. It's just him. You know, he's being him, and you know, that's what we need. Communication is the key.
What's he usually talking about?
Anything that comes his head, so you know how that goes. But you know, Randall, he's very hyper, but you know, he's good. He's good.
Is that a good trait to have though when you look at the star spot in this game? You know, with, I know Casey obviously we talked about how good of a communicator he was, but can that help, do you think?
Oh yeah, in that position you have to talk, you know, you're doing a lot of movement, moving around, you know, running here and running there, and, you know, a lot of guys in the defense has to know where you at, you know, what you're doing. So you have to talk at that position. And also that's a position to make a lot of plays. You know, you've seen it from Charles Woodson. You know, Casey has some good things in there. So, you know, that's a hell of a position.